This is the Cod Place podcast, brought to you by people like us and Ergo Fismis.
And this week, we're bringing you a podcast on the subject of a chase, a musical chase, sound telling stories, little sound pictures, of which we found out that the technical name is program music. We've been working on music based around the idea of basically a slapstick chase.
Yeah, which we were doing for a live soundtrack we've been working on together for a film, which involved lots and lots of found footage of people running, cowboys on horses, people getting shot.
We had to cover about 5 minutes or so of chase and ended up with about half an hour of
Yeah, because music. We got so inspired by it. And in a way, it was a kind of competition over who could make it more manic as well. And also something about the chase of the dillin, 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 dillin.
I do like the idea of an infinite chase.
Yeah.
Just a chase music that goes
loop.
On forever and ever.
Yeah. But I always think that a good piece of music is one you can ride a horse to. Some of the sound sources we've used for chase, we are going to be playing on this show, and then we're going to be playing some sections of what we did with it in its various parts, and you'll see the way that we gradually built it up. When we collaborate, because we're living in different places, by far, we're collaborating over the internet, and so we upload multi-tracks, and it starts off where maybe you'll get one or two sound sources. What was the beginning point of chase? I'm trying to remember what was the first couple of things.
So
there was Sabre Dance, wasn't there?
Sabre Dance
I'm sorry. What's dun 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 dun? Did we use
William
that?
Tell.
William Tell.
William Tell.
Yeah. And then what you do is you start getting into whatever the tune is, then you start trying to find more versions of the same tune.
Yeah.
Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetlebomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetlebomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetlebomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetlebomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault Battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is. Yes, it is Beetlebomb. Around a turn, heading for home. It's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third. And Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh.
And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with the left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring. There's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Thank you.
And then you get to a point of complete saturation where you've made something that was quite all right at 3 minutes into 20 minutes long with 25 layers, and it's filled up your computer. And then it's time to start taking it all out apart again and throwing it away. And so that tends to be what happens with multi-tracking, is you start with one or two sources that go together, which is a case of you either hammer it together into, you know, square into a round hole, or you do it by looking at waveforms and seeing rhythmically how it might go together. Or it might go together by noise type, or by melody, or by just tone, or it could be any combination of those things.
I think often when composing with collage as well, the idea of juxtapositions that are comic. There's an awful lot to do with the process, and particularly with this Chase piece, we used an awful lot of classical music that's comic, because I think a lot of classical music is some of the funniest music ever written. I don't know whether it was intentional. I don't know whether it was The Flight of the Bumblebee intended to be funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I will eat a rubber tire to the music of The Flight of the Bumblebee. Music, maestro.
And Brahms is Hungarian dancer. No, less Hungarian dance. But, I've often wondered if when Liszt composed this piece of music.
Can we just do the hooter again, just to make sure we're it?
I've often wondered, when Liszt composed this piece of music, did he find it funny, or was he very intently serious about this completely ridiculous, brilliant but ridiculous melody?
Yeah.
Well, I found a list of different uses in popular culture of Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2.
Oh, yes.
I've always been curious as to how many times this thing has been used, because I hear it all the time. And I always thought it's the most ridiculous tune ever written, but wonderful for that reason. Apparently it's the most overplayed tune in the solo piano repertoire. Thank you. first appearance of this Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2 was by Mickey Mouse in 1929 in Opry House. 1937, Max Fleischer's a cartoon portrait, which features a lion attempting to conduct an orchestra of animals playing a variety of instruments. It appeared in Disney's Farmyard Symphony, Frizz Freeland's Rhapsody in Rivets, and Rhapsody Rabbit. We get to see Bugs Bunny playing the solo piano version there. It was used in the Academy Award winning Cat Concerto. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? A dueling piano scene of Daffy Duck and Donald Duck in, I think, in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Woody Woodpecker plays it. It was used in Wacko's Wish as the tune of The Wishing Star, as a cast ensemble piece where the Warners sing about the Wishing Star and how they were off to find it. It was used in several Marx Brothers films and countless other films. It's amazing. Thank you.
But anyway, I can't remember why I was talking about this, but it doesn't matter anyway, does it? You have been listening to the second edition of Codpaste, entitled Chase, on WFMU.org. And you can access playlists at WFMU.org/playlists/CT. Yeah, I'll have the tea with a soy milk, please.
Okay, any sugar?
No, thanks. And that's how I take my tea.